Good morning, everyone. You are listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Adam Small. It's July 2nd, 2020, and this is the rundown of overnight and morning headlines in local news. Two Idaho cities are making face coverings mandatory as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases keeps surging. The requirement in Moscow starts today and set to last 7 days. In Haley, the mandate started yesterday and will stay in place until city officials repeal it. Governor Brad Little has encouraged face coverings and wears one himself in public gatherings, but he has never made them mandatory in the state. Little's reopening plan has stalled with the uptick in cases, and Ada County has reverted back to stage 3 recently, while the remainder of the state is still in stage 4. A Johns Hopkins University count says Idaho had 365 new confirmed infections just on Tuesday alone. Health officials in Teton County, Wyoming, busy with visitors to Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks, want to require people to wear masks indoors to limit the spread of the coronavirus. A rise in reported cases has prompted Teton County Health Officer Dr. Travis Riddle to seek state permission to impose the local order. The order would also require people to wear masks while waiting in lines outdoors. The request comes as the State Department of Health on Wednesday reported over 1,500 laboratory-confirmed and suspected coronavirus cases statewide, including over 1,100 people who have recovered. 9 people are hospitalized and 20 have died. And the Bonneville County Fair has not been called off yet as fair workers want to give people a chance to see the new fairgrounds in Idaho Falls. Local News 8 reports the plans for the fair are not 100% certain at this time, according to fairgrounds manager Monica Allen, but Allen says that they still want to hold the fair if at all possible. New buildings on the fairgrounds would get put to use even if crowds are limited. One possible exception could be the event center, which sits up to 550 people. In the meantime, the fair board is drawing up an official health plan to help prevent the spread of COVID-19, and students are using the new sewing room to make masks for fairgoers. This has been a rundown of overnight and morning headlines in local news for July 2nd, 2020. Thanks for listening. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.